there was something special about the church, something about the pastor. It was a combination of things. Reverend Marianne Neville was the pastor at that time, and she had decided, I don't know how far in advance, but she had decided to scrap pretty much the usual liturgy for the morning and instead have a number of poetry, a number of poems that were read, and this guest choir that was performing. And there was something about her that just told me she was a woman who really knew where she was at in life. And as a result, I was curious enough about it because that, first of all, I'd never been in a church with a woman pastor before. I'd always been in very conservative churches. And there was something about that that wanted me make, that made me want to explore it. And yeah, I just sort of got entrenched here ever since. This is where we differ from a lot of mainline Christian denominations. By and large, Plymouth Church is not as interested in the afterlife and what awaits us on the other side. We're interested in building God's realm on earth and doing what's necessary to make this world a better place while we live in it, as opposed to holding out hope for some utopia afterwards. There are many churches out there that open their doors to everybody. There are some churches who say they open their doors to everybody, but I've heard people tell me that they get an odd vibe. Not necessarily a bad vibe, but there are some churches where I've had gay and lesbian friends say that they just sort of felt they were honored for being gay and walking in the church. And here it's more of a, yeah, okay, fine, so what? Come on in.